This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
On today's podcast, we're talking with Lance Tamashiro, but I'm actually the guest on this, on Lance's show. He's got the Lance Tamashiro Show. It's an awesome show for entrepreneurs, and I'm a guest talking with Lance about my book, Don't Buy a Duck, talking with him about how to build an effective brand and marketing campaign, and talking about some of the crisis points in marketing and some of my old days in Hollywood as a musician and marketer. So let's join that interview now. We're going to talk to Derek Champagne, who is an entrepreneur, been one from an early age like most of us, and he's always been interested in fostering connections and finding an audience both in marketing and the music fields. I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit about that. But he is now the CEO of The Artist Evolution, which is a marketing, design, and practice management firm that he founded way back now in 2007. It's kind of weird to think that 2007 is like way back now, isn't it? And he helps businesses of all budgets design and implement marketing strategies that work. He's developed and managed brands, marketing campaigns in lots of different industries, from startups like a lot of you to household names. And he's pioneered marketing strategies in the medical and dental communities and has tons of experience in advertising, branding, etc. So, Derek, I'm super excited to have you here today. Welcome to the show. And maybe you can kind of fill people in on how you got in this position of having this, you know, marketing firm, starting this up, and what that was like getting going with that.
Excellent. Lance, thanks for having me today. I am a fan of your show and I'm excited to be here. My background, if you had told me 10 or 15 or about 15 years ago that I would be managing a marketing firm, I probably wouldn't have been overly surprised, because I'm an entrepreneur like many of like you and many of the listeners. But it definitely is, where I'm at now is a different direction from where I started. So since an early age, I have been an entrepreneur. I have a musical background, and any music fans or any musicians out there that were serious about their craft and toured and booked shows, and you really have to find a way to have boots on the ground and to hustle and to look for any way that you can make a connection between your product, your music, your performance, and how to actually get it out there and perform. So that was my early start. My parents were touring musicians back in the late 70s and early 80s when I was just a little bitty guy. So I just kind of started my life watching things that way, with the performers and being a part of that and working sound and going to shows and traveling. And so I developed an interest really early on and got the music bug, of course, being in that environment. And as I grew up, I was in bands and toured a lot and had some success with music. But I always had businesses too. So I had my first business at the age of 18. And by the time I was 25, had developed and sold a couple of companies, and moved to Los Angeles actually to go to music school. And I had a business there as well. And I had the opportunity to do some really cool stuff in music out there and get music on soundtracks of some TV shows. And I was in the house band of the Viper Room back when Johnny Depp owned it.
Nice.
And those were the days. I love talking about those days, because, you know, now we have clients of all sizes and budgets. Back then we didn't have that. So it was really about the raw, honest, grassroots way that you make a connection. And we actually go back to that now a little bit. We actually have in our campaigns that we build for our larger clients, even we have this boots on the ground section that makes us go back to the early days, so that we're not forgetting. Sometimes it's easy to look at big budgets and forget about some of the simple things and simple ways of connecting.